Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I want to know, how well has it worked out for you guys where rather than going to the ER and waiting or going to the urgent care and waiting, you have a code scan or a text? You know how some restaurants, when you are waiting for your table, they'll give you a pager so you could go outside and not bug the staff and be standing and breathing on them. So they tell you, go outside, you'll have a pager, we'll page you, but you only can go a certain radius. But then, over the following years, ERs and urgent cares, said, look, just, we will text you. Put in your name, you could go shopping, you can do whatever you need, we'll text you. This way you don't have to sit in a congested ER, breathing other people's breath and that, getting to make use of your time. But did that work for you guys? I want to hear. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I think my local DMV is going to do something like that where you could scan a code. I think it's called the Wait Well appointment system, where you scan a code, you check in with your phone for appointments. This way you don't have to walk in, and then you get a text message when your appointment is getting close. I think it's fantastic in terms of I went to Walmart. My OB was busy, and I was pregnant and waiting for my follow-up, and I heard she was delivering a baby, so it was going to be an hour or two. So I really didn't know if I should go home, so I wanted to be close by. So I went to a Walmart, and I figured I'd get some shopping done, and then all of a sudden I got a call from her going, where are you? I go, they said it was going to be an hour or two, and then I had to race all the way back, and I ticked her off, and I was at Walmart, because she was waiting for me. So one caveat I see from a medical standpoint, or even from DMV, is I think lines are sometimes unpredictable. We think the DMV line is predictable. We think the ER wait line is predictable, and it's usually longer than it is, but I have seen time and time again some shifts. And so one thing I find kind of interesting is people waiting, expecting a wait. In fact, I had somebody get mad at me because she was waiting in the queue for telemedicine, and I guess I got right on. And she only had to wait maybe 10 seconds. And she's like, I thought I was going to have more time. I needed to have that time. And so for those of you that really want the predictability, say, look, if I know it's an hour, I could go home, I'm ovulating, so I could do what I need to do. Or if you really need to, count on the time, I don't know if it's the best thing for you. Because I've seen, in fact, I had to go to the DMV. I was changing my driver's, my license plates to say Dr. Dahlia. And apparently you had to go in. You couldn't just do that online. So when I went in, the lady said you had to make an appointment. It's a multiple hour wait. And I'm looking around and they're almost closing. And I'm like, well, I don't mind waiting. I mean, because all I have to do is what, drop these off and, So it was 20 minutes. So what was quoted to me as multiple hours ended up only being 20 minutes. And by the way, can I just talk about DMVs for a second? I like waiting at the DMV. I know that sounds really weird, but I like people watching. And I sometimes find things to be pretty funny, like what people do when they're bored, when somebody else gets called, what they do, who is checking out whom. I like to see the people behind the counters, if they're goofing off, if they're waiting before they hit that button, because they have a lot of control. I was watching one woman at the DMV, and you could tell she was just loving the control. where everybody's looking at her and she's like finger near the button, right, to say next, we're going to take customer 197 or whatever. And then finally you see her hit the button and then the person runs over to her. You know, I would, if I'm in a hurry, I stand around the person who I think it's going to be. In fact, you could even hold, you could, I live in Las Vegas. You might as well, you know, run a little bet, you know, and have side bets going on saying, all right, I think it's going to be her. I think it's going to be a woman. I think it's going to be a man. I think it's going to be somebody with glasses. And you could actually do some side bets. And I think that could be actually a career where while you're at the DMV, you kind of work the room on who's going to get whom and how and the money you can make depending on who gets whom. I think you could run a whole little casino in a DMV alone. But, you know, as it pertains to medical care, you know, the wait to me is one of the most dangerous times. And I had a patient that called this morning where the family said they went to the ER and they went to the urgent care and they waited 3 hours, so they left. Now, did they really wait 3 hours? I mean, if I put in 2 hours, I'm not walking out. I mean, I'm gonna finish the wait. You know, and people always say, oh, yeah, I waited hours. Did they really wait hours? But on the other end, if your wait is really hours, and I'm hearing that that is a really common occurrence, I know it was a common occurrence, even when I worked ER. I mean, I tried to move quickly, and we tried to triage, and I was like speedy. I was super speedy in terms of making sure we got as many people seen as quickly as possible because I didn't want them waiting. But you're having a heart attack. You can't wait in the ER. You're having an ischemic bowel issue. You can't wait in the ER. And so people always ask, well, how do I jump the line? How do you fast track it or Genie Plus if we're going to use Disneyland lingo? Well, again, the triage nurse is supposed to always assess what's going on because a hospital could get sued. If somebody is having a heart attack and they're sitting there in the waiting room, that's the hospital's responsibility. On the other end, though, if there's so many people, there's only so much a hospital can do. These hospitals in the border towns, they are really overwhelmed. And so what you tell them will make or break. If you're having chest pain, say they're having chest pain, we think they're having a heart attack. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, just have the ambulance take you through. If the ambulance takes you through, you get to jump the line. No, not always. If there's somebody more severe, in fact, I think an ambulance took me because I was having a kidney stone, but I didn't know at the age of 19. I just thought I was dying. I still waited for hours until a doctor saw me. So don't always use an ambulance just to kind of speed things up. But if you are having a heart attack or you're having an emergency, yes, call 911. Because you driving there and waiting could be deadly. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so as you know, we have a birth control, an over-the-counter birth control, which a lot of people are excited about. I got to tell you, it would have been really, really easy if I could get my birth control over-the-counter. That would have been easy. Instead of having to go to the doctor, get pap smears all the time, you know, be interrogated about my sex life. And so it was a sort of freedom. On the flip side, being a doctor and not being able to have that time to educate, that time to examine, that time to ensure that there's no assault, STDs, things like that, it's leaving a vacuum. But one of the reasons why Opill, which is a progesterone-only pill, has made it to, you know, being able to be sold over the counter where you don't even have to talk to a medical provider, you could just go and get it, is because progesterone-only birth control pills have a much better safety profile than those with estrogen. the reason why, you know, a lot of people are like, but that's not the birth control I want. I want the birth control with estrogen. There's side effects, a lot more side effects with estrogen containing birth control. So, you know, blood clots, weight gain, swelling, there could be cardiac issues. The estrogen component starts to add a little bit more complexity to the birth control. And we do know that progesterone-only pills, because they can alter the way you ovulate, your uterus lining, thicken the cervix, the mucus around the cervix, within the cervix, so that the sperm have a hard time coming in. We know that you could have effective birth control with progesterone only. That's why we have Nexplanon, and we have progesterone-emitting IUDs. So we know progesterone works. The thing is we got to explain that just because the birth control doesn't have the estrogen and it's progesterone only, it's not 1,000% safe. We have to explain that to people. So one headline, which is making some people nervous, and it's just one case study, right? I don't want people to panic, but it's making people nervous because a woman took a progesterone-only birth control pill and had a deadly case, well, a case that could have been deadly for her, of ischemic colitis. Now, I'm looking at the case report here. This was published in the National Library of Medicine. It was published online. It's a case report showing how a young, healthy 30-year-old woman ended up having abdominal pain, bloody diarrhea, and ischemic colitis is where the colon is not getting blood flow. Well, colonic ischemia, you know, it's rare, but it happens. And if you don't get blood flow to a certain part, and you got feet meters of intestine and colon, if you lose blood supply to part of it, then it's a surgical emergency. We have to remove the part that's becoming necrotic, gangrenous. You cannot have bowel that is not getting full blood flow. It's amazing how our bodies are intricately designed and engineered. And so this case looks at how they believe that the progesterone-only pill, I'm not saying it's O pill, I'm not saying it's the one that is over the counter, but it's a similar ingredient, right? Because it's progesterone only, but it's similar. And they look at how this case probably happened. This was a 30-year-old woman, no significant medical history, but she had worsening abdominal pain, nausea, bloody diarrhea. She never smoked, didn't drink alcohol, but she, you know, all they could find was that probably the link might have been her birth control. So, you know, I don't want to go too much into her case, but the question people have is, this is a good idea to have over-the-counter birth control or not? So being that we have such a pandemic of unwanted pregnancies, and one of the reasons why we're having such abortion controversy is, you know, this wouldn't be much of a controversy if the numbers weren't as high as they were. You know, I mean, abortions have had to happen throughout medical history and throughout medical, in history as a medical procedure. But when we're starting to look at a million plus, there's this need to identify why we have so many people becoming pregnant that don't want the child, don't want the pregnancy. And so is it rape? Is it incest? Those happen, but not to the degree as didn't use a condom, didn't have birth control, didn't have access to birth control. So increasing access to birth control is something that most medical societies are very supportive of. But what we're missing is that, you know, discussion, that exam. You know, if somebody wants birth control, so when I would have a 15 or a 16-year-old girl come in wanting birth control, and her mom would be with her, and I would ask why, and they said, well, we're sexually active. And I'd say, are you going to be using a condom? They said, well, that's why I'm here. I don't want to use a condom. That's why I want the birth control. Okay, well then, you know, I go, okay, I understand that, but you're going to have to use a condom to protect yourself from STIs. Just because I'm giving you birth control doesn't mean the condom goes away. Well, my boyfriend doesn't want to wear a condom anymore. Well, then you could get gonorrhea, chlamydia, trich, herpes, HIV, syphilis, hepatitis. So it blew my mind how many young individuals didn't comprehend that. Many individuals also don't understand that when you take the pill, you got to take it roughly the same time each day. If not, you need to read those directions on what happens if you miss or forget a pill. I don't think the average person understands that. Now, somebody could argue, saying, Dr. Dahlia, when I went to the doctor to get my birth control pill, they were barely in the room, barely out, never examined me, never talked to me, just wrote the script and said, here, see ya. Okay, well, that's our fault. Doctors should never be prescribing a medication without discussing, you know, what the ramifications are. And when I would have young teens come in, I said, so, you know, okay, so you're having sex, all right? So what is your game plan if you get pregnant? Oh, I didn't think about that. Well, you should have a plan. If you're going to have sex, now you need to understand, you know, all the possibilities. What happens if you get pregnant? And 99% of them said, well, I'll just have an abortion. Now, they looked kind of like a deer in headlights, like that's a possibility. And so I don't think people understand for birth control to work, there's an art. There's a choreography to it. You might want to have backup protection. You definitely want to have backup protection if you're sexually active and at risk for an STI. I understand if you're in a monogamous relationship and both of you have done your testing and there's 100% chance, there's no way, 0% chance that anybody's going to cheat, you know, or you're married, although in marriage people can cheat too, sadly. You know, I understand people not wanting to use a condom every time they have sex. But if you're 15, you better be also using a condom. If you're 16, if you're 21, you need to have that protection. And that doesn't get talked about. Now, the O-pill might, I haven't read the package insert, they might have in small writing, you know, saying still use condoms, this will not protect you against STIs. But, you know, does the average person read the multiple page 0.75 font, you know, and every single section? No, they don't. And it's because they get lost once they start talking about the pharmacology. The pharmacology is always listed first. So once you start reading the pharmacology, you're like, well, to hell with this. So my only worry about the birth control, the birth control over the counter, is there's not that follow-up with the medical provider who should be doing their job and going through all the explanations and understanding. And a progesterone-only pill might not necessarily help with the acne. You might want to warn them they might have acne. They might have cramping. They might have breakthrough bleeding. They might have mood swings. An estrogen-containing pill feels a lot different than a progesterone-only pill. And so somebody might become depressed. As I've said, I support us having access to birth control over the counter, the progesterone-only, the safer version, but it's not 100% safe. We need to educate the public because I'm seeing the commercials and they're like, oh yeah, I could get O-pill, like, and good for people being able to, you know, take on that responsibility of, you know, I'm going to ensure that we don't, you know, get pregnant when we don't want to. But there's a lot more to it. And I know people think that you just want the medical field to make money, and I want people coming in and being able to, you know, see us. And listen, we doctors don't make money when we write a birth control pill. There's not a lot of money we make. That's not it. But we need to do the education. So this woman having ischemic colitis, it's a rare side effect, but it could possibly be a side effect to these medications. That needs to be explained so that if you are having abdominal pain, bloody diarrhea, yeah, you go in and get seen. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Home prices are hitting record levels despite high mortgage rates. According to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index, prices jumped more than 6% on a year-over-year basis in February. That's the third straight month of gains for the 20-city composite index. Prices in San Diego saw the biggest gain, up more than 11% from 1 year ago. Chicago and Detroit round out the top three cities with annual increases of almost 9%. Police in Ryukyu late Tuesday night entered the campus of Columbia University seeking to retake a building occupied by anti-Israel protesters. Roughly 100 NYPD officers moved into the Morningside Heights campus late Tuesday night after university officials sent a letter asking the police for help. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So my medical background, my psychology background, my business background, my education background, my entertainment background, my sports background. That's why we talk about everything on the show. But one thing I'm fascinated about is the voter psychology. During election years, we do talk a lot about what's going on in the news because, you know, elections are decided democratically by people. And so it's fascinating to see what people think, what people care about. And I understand the media wants to make it look like the number one most pressing issue in America is abortion. Or the number one most pressing issue is, you know, what's happening with Israel. But this Gallup poll says no. It's immigration. Immigration is considered one of the most single important problems, or one of the most significant, quote, important problems, although to me significant and important is the same, that's on Americans' minds. And so this Gallup poll, the results were interesting. They said significantly more Americans name immigration as the most important problem in the U.S. more than a month ago, 28%. Immigration has now passed the government as the most cited problem after the two issues tied for the top position in the past 2 months. The government ranked first every month from January through November 2023. So in this latest poll, which I think has data as of February maybe, 20% of Americans say that the government is then the next most important problem. Economy, inflation. But immigration and the concern over immigration has jumped. So when you look between January 2024 and February 2024, more people are saying it's immigration. Other issues that they were asked about was government, the economy, inflation, poverty, hunger, homelessness. Only 6% in this latest poll as of February 2024 felt that was important. I think that's extremely important. Okay, all for one, one for all. We're Americans. We don't want to see any neighbor, comrade, veteran, individual out on the street. I'm surprised that number wasn't higher. In terms of unifying the country, 4%. Not as important as, for me, I think it's huge. Race relations, racism, everything was below 4%. Federal budget deficit, crime, violence, elections, election reform, democracy got like a 3%. Lack of respect for each other, ethical, moral, religious decline, judicial system, courts, laws, foreign policy, foreign aid, focus overseas, and health care. Now, I find that fascinating. I'm not insulted. Okay, my feelings are not hurt. Health care? At the bottom of the list. Why is that? Is it because everybody's happy? Is it because they're all getting health care? It could be. I mean, the average person, the health care they want is the telemedicine. They love, people are loving their health care. Some of them are. I'm mixed. I can't get to an urgent care if I wanted to. Can't get to an ER. In fact, Michael writes from my previous question, he says he hasn't been able to go to an urgent care for 2 years now. The waits are too long in his city. So, but for those individuals who are saying, look, I don't have to see a doctor. I don't have to go to the doctor's office. I don't have to get dressed. I swear one of my patients was naked. I only saw them from the waist up. But they were shirtless, and they were just sitting there talking to me. I'm like, really, you couldn't put clothes on? And it had nothing to do with anything below the waist. It was just that they... So people, they could get a doctor on Christmas Day. You know how many patients I see on Christmas Day? I think people like it. So maybe people are getting a little complacent from the healthcare standpoint, where I could just have a medical provider just call me anything I need over the phone, and I don't even have to have them touch me or look at me, and I could just tell them whatever I want to tell them and be done. That makes me a little nervous. But we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But the border. I think we had 300,000 people cross in December, and those are those that we counted. I mean, there have been millions since Biden's reign, and the gotaways and the ones that aren't being processed, who knows how many. And so I do think illegal immigration is huge. I know you're not supposed to say that, although Gallup poll said more see illegal immigration as a critical U.S. threat. So Gallup poll is still using the term illegal immigration. They're asking us not to. We're supposed to say undocumented individuals, which I think someone's going to find fault with that, too. They're going to also find that not being politically correct. But to me, I think it's pretty obvious. You immigrate legally, like my family did, which was a long process, learned the language, took the test, became citizens, paid taxes. You could do it the legal way, or you could do it the illegal way. I don't think that's politically incorrect. You sneak over the border. You don't go through the process. You don't go through the court date and hearing and everything that needs to be done. And you violate the law. It's illegal. I'm not saying you're a bad person. I want to help people. I want to help refugees. But many of the refugees are going through the proper channel. I'm from Honduras. I'm from Nicaragua. I'm from El Salvador. I want to come here. I want to. That's what makes America so great, having an immigration process. But when you blow through it or you don't follow, you know, the guidelines, yeah, that's, to me, no, you should be deported and get back in line like the rest of the immigrants doing it legally do. But people find it a threat to U.S. vital interests. What is immigration threatening? Is it threatening our healthcare system? It is. Now, I don't think the immigrants are trying to hurt our healthcare system, but when I have Americans tell me, I just can't, it's flooded. There's migrants, there's people that I can't, you know, and who knows everybody's status. But when an American can't walk into an ER or can't walk into an urgent care, and they are begging an over-the-phone doctor to manage their appendicitis or pancreatitis, or we have a problem. When hospitals are overwhelmed and they need money infused from the state to stay afloat, that's a problem. And there's this big push, well, we need free health care for all, free health care for all. We don't have the money for free health care. We're acting like we have plenty of money, saying, nah, you don't have to pay back your student loans. But we don't have the money. And so, you know, my worry in terms of threat is our national security. I think there's wolves in sheep's clothing. I think when you see a child with a family, that looks great. But how many times are we vetting the mom and the dad coming in with that child? You know, is it the child's true mom and dad? Or is a family member being held hostage and whoever is bringing the child in is forced to follow orders from cartel, from China? Do we know? You know, you could have a beautiful back, you could have a background check, clean slate, but we don't know the backstory. And so, yes, people are concerned. In fact, I think Biden wants to allow people, Hamas, and the non-innocent individuals from Gaza to get a certain status, and you know, I mean, is there a vetting process going on? I think we have a lot of innocent, you know, good people in Palestine and Gaza, but you know, are we vetting? When we found out that during the massacre that happened October 7th, it wasn't all Hamas. There were individuals from Gaza not a part of Hamas that wanted to join in and help. Are we vetting? We have to. So I agree. I think immigration is a huge, huge issue. I'd like to see healthcare be, but if healthcare is related to the immigration, that I can understand. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if bird flu has been found not only in birds, but dolphins, cats, dogs, cattle, milk from the cow, some milk that was tested in some grocery stores had remnants of bird flu, because the pasteurization process killed the virus, there were still particles in the milk. Makes sense to look at the beef from cattle. And U.S. officials are now going to start testing ground beef for bird flu after concerns have been raised that it could be entering our beef supply. Now, federal officials are insisting, look, it's good. Our beef is probably fine. But because it got picked up in milk, begs the question, well, if milk came from a cow, what about the cow's hide? What about the cow's tushy? What about the meat, the ribs? Let's take a look at that. According to Daily Mail, three studies conducted by the Department of Agriculture is going to test for particles of avian flu in beef sold in grocery stores or in the muscles of dairy cows that are sent to slaughter. The research will also look for evidence that cooking meat thoroughly will kill the virus. Now, I told you guys, you know, a lot of you like medium rare steaks. I went to Outback last night. I order my steak medium. Trust me, I prefer medium rare. Listen, I'm a medium rare girl, but I don't want to see blood on the plate. Knowing what I know about microbes, I really want to make sure my meat is cooked. I don't like well done. Well done is dry and difficult to eat, and I like that soft texture. For me, I could use a steak right now. I just love steak. Mm. But when it comes to your burger, it can't be pink. You can't have a medium rare burger. I think you have to cook that ground beef. Why? What's the difference between a steak and ground beef? Well, ground beef is, which by the way, I think it's really cool watching ground beef made. There's just something about that whole like Play-Doh type action going on with that. But you have a lot of surface area with each of those little worms within your ground beef. And so once you take a steak that has maybe four sides to it, and now you chop it up into something that has multiple sides, you end up allowing there to be more pathogens. So I know there might be a butcher out there going, no, Dr. Dahlia, there's another reason for that. Well, that's my reason. I just see so many little wiggly thingies that you have so much more surface area. Surface area is the part of the outside part of it. So an ex-FDA food safety expert had urged readers from Daily Mail, this is where the source is coming from, to only eat well-done beef, avoid runny eggs. Now, I remember that article. You know how you need to watch what you eat, and many people are kind of asking me, is really avian flu a big deal? Weren't those two people who got it fine? Yes, but we're looking for the long run of things. Okay, we're trying to be proactive. We do not want this virus having any opportunity in our bodies. We don't want to wait for it to mutate. Knowing that it got into dolphins, knowing that it's been found in cattle and it's been found in cats and dogs, all right, it's only a matter of time where it can mutate to get stronger. Most mutations will weaken something. But as we saw with COVID, COVID was able to mutate to be able to become more transmissible. So the more something like this gets into humans, the more of an opportunity it has to replicate. So testing on grocery store milk suggested 1 in 5 products contain the virus. Now, again, pasteurization is where you heat the milk and then rapidly cool it, and both processes kill pathogens. And so that's why they only found virus fragments. They didn't find active virus. I'm not as worried about a virus mutating to withstand the heat and the cold or the pasteurization process, but 20% of products tested had it. That means it's more widespread, and it kills birds. You know, it might not kill us right now, God willing, it never does, but birds have died. It's very deadly to birds. And look at what that did a couple Thanksgivings ago. Our turkey, our chicken got pretty expensive. That's why some of you served ham at Thanksgiving. You're like, ham was cheaper. So if you drink unpasteurized milk, you could be at risk. So now looking at the meat. Now, well, ground beef, I don't eat a lot of ground beef. I mean, if I am going to intake beef, which I really don't like to do often. I love it, but I try to limit my beef. I usually eat more chicken than anything else. I'm going to enjoy a steak. I'm not going to waste it on a burger. But a lot of us do eat burgers. We eat fast food burgers, although I'm dying to see what the processing of fast food burgers do to this virus. So I do think it's smart to look at. You know, now, avian flu, the H5N1 virus, first emerged in 1996. And it's been around possibly even longer, but I think it was identified first in 1996. But since 2020, the number of outbreaks in birds have grown exponentially. And we're also seeing more mammals and mammal types get it. They said that the strain has led to the deaths of 90 million wild birds and land and marine mammals. The virus has also been found in goats. So for those of us who like goat cheese, we didn't think goats were susceptible. Looks like they are. So a Texas farmer got it. It was the first human affected in the U.S., but I think all he had is a mild fever and he was fine. Dr. Barb Peterson is a dairy veterinarian in Amarillo, Texas, explained that workers at a local farm where cattle have tested positive for the virus have symptoms like fever, sweating, chills, low back pain, upset stomach, vomiting and diarrhea, conjunctivitis, red eyes. So it almost looks like COVID. So it's a flu-like illness. So avian flu. So, you know, I've been having patients who are testing negative for COVID. We're already kind of at the end of flu season. What if your red eyes? What if your body aches? What if your fever? What if you're sweating at night? Is avian flu? How many of you are going to get tested? The average person is not getting tested. They're calling telemedicine. And by the way, I hope the FDA is listening, and they're making sure that we have plenty of Tamiflu. Right now, Tamiflu is the antiviral that seems to be able to effectively treat this in humans. Do we have enough? No. We had a shortage in previous years because people would call telemedicine saying my COVID test said I was negative, so it must be flu. So the doctor said, well, then here's Tamiflu. Meanwhile, the person probably had COVID. We had a lot of people with COVID taking Tamiflu, and the Tamiflu didn't work. So we lost a lot of our Tamiflu supply. So they need to make sure that they, you know, have enough. So when do we call this a pandemic? Well, a pandemic has to fulfill three criteria. In terms of humans, that it spreads easily among humans, primarily through the air. It has to be something the immune system has never faced and doesn't. We don't have natural immunity for, and it causes human disease. So it has to be able to, you know, be sent. It has to be able to get to somebody, be transmitted. That person has to be able to receive it, and then if the person receives it, they have to be able to get sick by it. So that's why we're not calling it a pandemic in humans. It is a pandemic in birds. So, yeah. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.